Good morning, everyone. It is Saturday morning, March the 10th, 2018. And, you know, the Psalms have been a tremendous comfort to me over the years, tremendous blessing. So much of what is written in the Psalms are apropos for all of God's elect. They bring us comfort. They bring us doctrine. They bring us encouragement. They bring us edification. And so I am going to start working through the Psalms. And as long as I feel led to do that, I may deviate from time to time. But I am going to start working through the Psalms, and tonight, we might as well just start, with Psalm 1. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Well, I just wanted to make some comments about this psalm. It starts out by saying, blessed is the man. It isn't saying that the man is blessed because he's not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. It says that he is blessed. And because he's blessed, he's not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. It starts out with the reality that he is blessed. What does it mean to be blessed? Well, all of God's people are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians. And we've been chosen in him from the foundation of the world. And we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And of course, Christ kept the law perfectly. And our delight is in the one who is the law keeper, Jesus Christ. We were unable to keep the law, but Christ kept the law. And we meditate on the law keeper, for he is our righteousness. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. What are the rivers of water? Jesus Christ said to the lady of Samaria, I will give you living water and you will never thirst again. That is where the living waters originate from, is Christ himself. A tree planted, you know. We were planted in Christ Jesus. We were chosen in him from the foundation of the world. that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's preservation. You know, God is going to sustain us. God is going to keep us to the end. For he is able to keep us from falling and present us spotless before the Lamb of God, because we have the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. The reprobate is referred to in the Old Testament as reprobate silver. The reprobate is also referred to chaff, or the tares. And the wind that drives them away, of course, is Satan, the sins of the reprobate, and their being absent of any grace. The ungodly shall not stand, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The only way we will stand is if we have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. The Lord knows who are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But the Lord, the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knows who are his. He knows all that the Father had given him will come to him, and all that come to him he will in no wise cast out. So that's my thoughts on the first chapter of Psalms. Now I think we have time to move into the second Psalm tonight. Maybe we can do a couple each morning. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? What a sentence. He asked the question, why do the heathen rage? Well, we know the reason the heathen rage is because they are born and conceived in sin. All of their works are as filthy rags. Anything that they do, even the plowing of the wicked, is sin, according to Scripture. And they can't think right. It says that they are, God has confounded the wisdom of the wise. And so their whole thoughts are vanity. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, you know, I'm sure that a lot of the kings and princesses, prime ministers, don't see themselves as setting themselves against God and against his elect, against his anointed, but they are, because God is not in their thoughts. They're only thinking of themselves and their own power. And they say, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Can you imagine a king or a president or a prime minister, just like Nebuchadnezzar had in his heart that he had built all of his own kingdom? You know, Obama, when he was president, he told all the business people, you didn't build that. Well, he was trying to say that the federal government built it. he didn't realize he was right. Nobody builds anything. I saw a post on Facebook tonight. It says, if you're not taking care of yourself, who is responsible for taking care of you? If you're not responsible for taking care of yourself, well, God. God. We couldn't take another breath if it wasn't for God. And he says, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. All of those kings, presidents, prime ministers, queens, kings, that shake their fists in the face of God, God has them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. But he also says, yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And notice he set him on his holy hill of Zion, not some physical land over in Jerusalem. No. He is seated in Zion. We're marching to Zion, okay? That's where the king is seated, in heavenly Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. This was an eternal decree between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ would be the Savior of all for whom the Father had given him. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance. And he did. We are the heathen. We are the heathen. We were born and conceived in sin. We are the heathen. And God gave us to Christ as his inheritance. And he says also, the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possessions. Thou shalt break them with the rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Many of those were never given to Christ that are heathen. These people that are being held in derision. And God is going to bring them down. Is he not? Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Hath not the potter power over the clay of one vessel, of the same lump, to make one vessel unto honor and the other unto dishonor? Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Again, notice the blessing comes before the trust. The trust doesn't come before the blessing. They're already blessed before they trust. This is an eternal decree, an eternal blessing. They've been predestinated unto adoption with this blessing. And that's why they put their trust in Christ. Well, I hope this has been edifying, going through the first two chapters of the book of Psalms. And I plan to continue to do this as long as I feel that God is blessing us in this matter. May the good Lord be with you this morning is my prayer.